This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. A proposed tax increase on hotel rooms could help finance improvements to the Columbia Regional Airport, according to the Columbia City Manager Mike Mathis. KBIA's Raymond Tungekar has more.
Speaking on KBIA's Intersection, Mathis said that the proposed 3% increase in the city's lodging tax could help finance a terminal expansion project, estimated at $17 million. He says that by focusing on hotels, it could help deflect some of the cost from local residents.
Again, that's, I think, why there's some interest in the idea of the lodging taxes. It's not completely based on our local ability to pay taxes. It draws revenue from those who visit.
Michael Kelly, a board member for the Missouri Hotel and Lodging Association, says that a tax increase could hurt business in Columbia.
Increasing the hotel tax at this stage of the game from a 4 to a 7% has many different problems with it. One of the problems is there is a direct correlation between raising taxes and lowering occupancy.
The proposed tax increase will have to go before Columbia voters before going into effect. Raymond Tungekar, KBIA News.
A Missouri House committee has passed legislation that would require voters to show a photo ID at the polls. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, the measure is similar to the one vetoed by Governor Jay Nixon last year.
Under the bill, anyone who tries to vote without producing a photo ID would instead be given a provisional ballot, which would be counted only if that voter's identity is correctly verified. It passed on a straight party line vote, with every Republican on the committee voting yes and every Democrat voting no. The sponsor, House Speaker Pro Tem Shane Scholer, says the bill shouldn't be divisive.
At the end of the day, when I show up to vote, I'm a voter, and I may vote for Republican and Democrat both when I go to vote. And so, to me, I'm protecting the voter. I'm not protecting one party over another.
Opponents say the bill could disenfranchise the elderly, disabled, and poor. It has one more committee stop before moving to the House floor for debate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri casino operators say they should not be solely responsible for boosting funding to state-operated veterans' homes. Missouri House members have suggested adding $1 to the $2 per patron entrance fee that casinos already pay the state. Governor Jay Nixon's administration has said the fresh revenue could provide a dedicated funding source for the 7 existing veterans' homes and possibly pay for one more. After several years of tight budgets, the Missouri Veteran Commission says funding is running short. At a House committee hearing Tuesday, Mike Winter of the Missouri Gaming Association said the fee increase would cost casinos $53 million. The Missouri Chamber of Commerce and Industry also raised concern, saying funding for veterans' homes is a statewide issue that should not be the responsibility of one business sector. The MU Budget Office held an open meeting on Tuesday to discuss the state of the university's funds. KBIA's Scarlett Robertson has more.
Speaking to a room full of university faculty and staff, Director of Budget Tim Rooney outlined what MU's budget might look like in fiscal year 2013 if the governor's proposed cuts to higher education come through. Although the university's total budget for this year is around $2 billion, it could be left with a $14 million deficit. Historically at MU, as state funding goes down, tuition has gone up, and vice versa. And while an increase in tuition is one way to balance the budget, it isn't the only answer, says Rooney.
What we found in the last numbers of years is that by being transparent and letting everybody know the issues, I think it's helpful for everybody to understand that we're working on everybody's behalf and that there aren't any secrets. And we also learn from the audience a lot of things. I mean, some, you know, solutions, different ways of presenting the information, different ways to look at a solution, so forth. So we take things back with us as well.
MU Provost Brian Foster also points out that these discussions are still in the exploratory phase.
I think the biggest takeaway is that all of this is just, it's a work in progress. It's just happening, and it's impossible to say where we think it's going to go because there's a lot of discussion to happen yet. So that makes it even more important that we're having these kinds of discussions like this today with faculty and staff and others, that it's a work in progress.
While the legislature hasn't acted on the state budget yet, the curators will be meeting in Kansas City next week to discuss tuition. Scarlett Robertson, KBIA News.
Stickers with rifle target crosshairs printed on them have been found in the office doorways of several Missouri lawmakers. They were discovered on Tuesday afternoon outside the offices of five Democratic state senators and one Republican House member. Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal of St. Louis County says someone planted two stickers outside her office.
The first one was put on about 1 to 115. So we took that one down, we threw it away, and we called the Capitol Police. Then about an hour and a half later, there was another rifle crosshair.
Rifle target stickers appeared a few hours before the Missouri Senate began debating a bill related to the national health care law signed by President Barack Obama. It's unknown so far if there's any connection. It's also not known yet if the incident is a real threat or merely a prank. And Missouri's Republican-led Senate has endorsed that legislation aimed at preventing the state from implementing part of President Obama's health care overhaul. The bill, given initial approval Tuesday, would require legislative or voter approval from Missouri to take steps to set up a health insurance exchange. It would also prevent state departments from taking any federal money to prepare for an online insurance marketplace. The federal law gives states until 2014 to either set up their own insurance exchanges or have one run by the federal government. The Missouri legislation was opposed by several Democratic senators who said it was simply ceding control to the federal government. If legislators approve the bill, the proposal will go on to the statewide ballot in November. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.